Welcome to Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with Rebecca Hall Greider. In our program each week, we provide the tools, ideas, and encouragement to help you move ahead on your journey, becoming a more powerful and impactful woman in your own life. Now here's your host, Rebecca Hall Greider.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I hope that you're having just an amazing week. Very honored to connect in with you in mid-November, as I know that the seasons are changing and we're shifting into holiday season. And it's a really great time to just check in, because sometimes we can feel like the holidays are overtaking us, and sometimes we're not shining or showing up in the way we really want to be, where we're really present, we're really grounded and centered and choosing how we want to show up in life. No matter what the circumstances are around us, we have choice in that. And I'm very excited to share our guest with you today, because I feel like he is such a beautiful example in how he chooses to live his life. I feel like he chooses to shine powerfully and touches hearts every time. I know for myself, every time I connect in with him, I am touched and inspired and motivated and excited to step forth. And so I know that we're in for a real treat, the conversation that we're going to have today. But I want to make sure you're able to get the most out of this conversation. So I'm going to invite you just to pause for a moment. It's so easy in the hustle and bustle of the season to just keep crossing things off the list, keep going on to the next thing. And I want to encourage you to carve this time out for you. This next 45 minutes that we have together, I want to invite you to pause, breathe, be fully present, and really receive all that is here for you today. And the best way to do that is to stay present, to resist the urge of multitasking, to resist the urge to keep running in between breaks and crossing things off the list. Really give yourself the gift of this time to process on a cellular level anything that's being spoken into your heart and spirit. This time is for you. So breathe that in, the luxury of time, space, and breath. Because I've discovered that if we don't pause, if we forget to breathe, if we forget to consciously choose our next step, our attitude, how we're looking at things, what we're choosing to believe, and what we're choosing to echo out, then we're going to start being an autopilot. And we're still making choices. We're still echoing things out. And it may not be actually the imprint, the impact that we're wanting to have. So I'm going to invite you today, be purposeful. Really choose who you want to be, because I'm telling you, with each breath, each step, each choice, you're creating who you are. You're creating how you are. You're creating how you're touching other people's lives. And I want to invite you to do it in a way that you're actually sharing the gift of you, that you're shining, echoing out those things that matter most to you. Today we're focusing in on discovering your holiday magic and shining in your relationships. And I want to share that a really important relationship is the one you have with yourself and others and the choices that you're making. And there isn't a fairy godmother out there that magically bestows magic on you. You really get to discover that within yourself. You get to discover and bring your magic to the world through the holidays and throughout your life. And that's part of shining. That's part of showing up on purpose and with purpose. But it takes pausing, breathing, especially when you think you can least afford it. It's like stop, pause, breathe, and choose. And just as an example, I remember one time I was having one of those days, and I don't know if any of you can relate, where the to-do list was really long. I had made a lot of commitments, and then some additional things got added onto my plate of things I had to do. and was starting to feel a little stressed, and I had to travel a distance to go to a dental appointment. And I could see the traffic was backing up. I could see the writing on the wall that it was going to be really close if I was even able to make it. And it was a 45-minute to an hour drive to get to this particular place. And as I'm watching the clock tick, I call ahead and I let the dentist know, hey, I'm running a little behind, but they also have a schedule of time commitments that they're honoring for everyone as well. And so they let me know they could stretch it 10 minutes, but that was it. And as I pulled onto the street, I looked at the clock and it was 12 after. And I knew I was going to be two more minutes. And I called and they said, I'm so sorry, but we're not able to see you today, but we can reschedule. So I felt like I had made this drive during a really busy time and was frustrated. And as I felt that, like, one more thing happened and one more thing happened and I just wasted this time, then after all of that, you know, I started to become someone I didn't want to be. And what I learned in that moment is I stopped. I went, okay, Rebecca, pull over. So I did. Take a breath. And I asked myself a question. I said, Rebecca, is this who you want to be? Stressed out, frustrated, feeling pulled too many directions? No. The answer was no. This is not who I want to be. And I took another breath. Who do you want to be? And then choose to be that with your next breath. So I took a breath again. And I opened up my eyes and I decided to step into who I wanted to be. And instead of looking at I had wasted all this time during a busy day, I went, wow, I just got another hour back by not going to that appointment. And what is it that's really important today? Because this just fell off the plate. So I made two. What do I really want to do? What really matters to me today to bring forward? And I was able to look at my schedule in a different way, actually relax, create some room and space, and be purposely who I wanted to be throughout the day. And that's just one example, one moment. But we have a lot of those opportunities throughout our life, throughout our days. And we can change the dialogue midway through the day. So I'm going to encourage you to remember that you can do that, that you have choice throughout your day and throughout the holidays and throughout the relationship you have with yourself and others. So let's take a breath again and breathe that in. Great. And I want to invite you to pause for a moment. Those of you who are driving, please keep your hands on the wheels, eyes opened, alert. But those of you who are able to, I want you to tune within. Kind of sit back in your chair, feel it supporting you, take a deep breath, close your eyes. You're absolutely safe. Take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth like through a straw. One hand on your heart, one hand on your head, bringing all of you in, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And in this space, what is it that you need today? What is it that will support you? Just take a moment, pause, and listen. Keep breathing. Just receive that information. What is it that you need today that will support you to be who you want to be, to really shine in your life? To choose and step into who it is you want to be, how you want to be in your life. And I'm going to ask a second question here. So not only is it what you need today, but what are you also willing to receive? Because you have choice in that as well. Identifying what it is that you need is really important. But equally important is being willing to receive it, not being attached to the form and way in which it comes, but being open to receive exactly what it is that you need today, real time, to step into being who you're called to be, who you want to be, who you choose to be, and breathe that information in. Great. Come back into the room, fully present, eyes open. Wonderful. And we're just going to go around our virtual room, and I'm going to ask our amazing guest, Sean, if you just had something, lay it on your heart, something that you wanted to share as we're exploring and pausing and listening for a moment.
Absolutely. So, I am my own author. I am my own architect, and I am my own artist. I choose to turn my life into a best-selling book. I choose to turn my life into an architectural marvel and wonder, and I choose to turn my life into a fantastic, wonderful piece of art.
Mm. Beautiful. Let's breathe that in together. As you claim and choose that we support you in that and celebrate. I think it's important that we remember to celebrate our choices and who we're choosing to be and what we're claiming and bringing forth. Thank you for sharing. Beautiful. And listeners, I hope you heard the conviction and the strength in what Sean just shared, that he's choosing these things, no question, no pause, choosing and claiming. And I want to ask you, what are you choosing and claiming in your life? What are you willing to out loud share and claim and let others walk beside you and celebrate? What are you willing, what magic are you willing, that shine, to bring in your life now and through the new year and through the holidays? How you want to be, who you're going to be, and taking responsibility for those choices of how and who you want to be and what you're saying yes to and no to. I invite you, as we go into this first commercial break, these next 2 minutes, I want you to really use this time just for you to pause, breathe, and reflect on what's being laid upon your heart as we pause and go within. And with that, I'm going to have you step into this commercial break, these new next 2 minutes just for you. Stay fully present. And when we come back, we're going to dig into the subject and have a deeper conversation. We'll look forward to talking to you in just a moment.
Voice America Women, your passion starts here. Tune in to the Just Jan TV Show at justjantvshow.com. Visionary women's leader Jan Jorgensen is inspiring, practical, and visionary. Jan brings us everyday, transformational, emerging leaders courageously changing the world by speaking and living their truth. Sit around the table with us for profound feminine wisdom, insights, and connection. Be sure to join us at justjantvshow.com. New episodes are every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time at justjantvshow.com.
Rebecca Hall Greider's Speaker Talent Search is looking for speakers wanting to get on more stages. With just one audition, you could open the doors to hundreds of speaking opportunities, reach more people, and expand your impact. Finalists get to audition live in front of leaders looking to fill all kinds of speaking opportunities. Apply now at SpeakerTalentSearch.com. That's SpeakerTalentSearch.com. We look forward to hearing your message.
Announcing a powerful new TV channel featuring programs designed to enhance and transform your life. Make powerful connections one program at a time. And by doing so, we can bring transformation to the world. Tune in each week to Empowered Connections TV as we add new programs to help you make empowered connections of your own. Visit EmpoweredConnectionsTV.com. That's EmpoweredConnectionsTV.com. And make the most of an incredible life transformation.
For women, the pressure to achieve is stronger, the work hours longer, and the struggle for respect and authority more complex than ever. You want guidance on how to succeed, and you are not alone. You're invited to take your coffee break with Game Changers on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern for our special series, Game Changing Women. Powerful women leaders will help you make sense of it all, analyze how you can change the game, and share their playbooks. Game Changing Women, presented by SAP on the Business Channel.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with your host, Rebecca Hall-Greider. If you have a question or comment for Rebecca or her guest, we'd love to hear from you. Please call into the program at 1-866-613-1612. That's 1-866-613-1612. You may also send an email to Rebecca at yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. Now back to Empowering Women, Transforming Lives.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope that you enjoyed those 2 minutes just for you. It's a really great opportunity. Sometimes we call them commercial breaks, but guess what? They're actually in disguise. These are 2 minutes just for you. And we can develop this practice when you're watching shows or you're listening to shows instead of running off or disconnecting when you see those commercials or experience them. It's a really great practice to actually pause and use that time to process, to give yourself that gift of time just for you. 2 minutes at a time, 3 minutes at a time can make such a huge difference to the pace of your life, to choosing to be on purpose and with purpose, and to actually process things real time throughout the day, throughout the rhythm of your life, so they don't get added to your to-do list, but actually become part of who you are. So I invite you to take that practice with you and to use it in different ways within your life. It just makes such a huge difference when we can build in that practice of pausing, breathing, processing, and then moving forward from that space. Welcome back. We're excited to have you joining us for a conversation as we explore really discovering your magic, really looking at how can we purposely shine throughout the holidays and throughout our life. And we have an amazing guest today. I wanted to formally introduce him to you. You got to hear a little bit from his heart earlier in the show, and I wanted you to know just a little bit more about Sean. So Sean Sullivan is an individual blessed with autism. He has faced a lot of challenges. However, he sees that these challenges have actually made him stronger and smarter and a better person. I personally am just so touched and in awe of Sean's attitude, his passion, his purpose, and what he's looking to do and bring forward in his life. And I feel he just echoes out positivity and conviction and the ability to step forward no matter what. So I know for myself, I've been very blessed in knowing Sean. I'm very excited to share him with you today. And I wanted to share just a little bit of what he's passionate about, because there are many things, but here I feel like gives you a snapshot. He's passionate about helping others better understand autism and better understand their choices in life and choose to never, ever, ever give up, no matter what. Please lean in and warmly welcome the amazing Sean Sullivan to the stage. Welcome.
Thank you so much. One of the things that I want to let be known is that I haven't always been a positive person. I used to have tantrums. I used to not be understood. And that goes back to because of my autism. Mm-hmm. Autism is a very complicated whatever you want to call it. And with that said, I want to also say that I, with every challenge I overcome, it makes me stronger. And I have a great support system. I have a great family, great friends. I challenge them every single day. I also want it to be known that whatever people think, whatever people say, I want people to know that they should value themselves. People should challenge themselves, because no one cares about you more than you do.
Mm.
At least that's what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically one of the lessons that my dad taught me, that if you don't care about yourself, if you don't take time for yourself, then who will?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it does. It does. And I want to give our listeners just a moment to kind of breathe that in. I think there's a lot of wisdom there. And I also appreciate you sharing that the Sean we're getting to experience today and all of the positivity, a lot of the challenges that you faced and the choices you made have kind of led today, and that you did have times that you struggled with being frustrated and not being positive, etc. So I appreciate your willingness to share behind the scenes a little bit with our listeners today. And those of you listening, I want you to really think about, there's so much that he just shared. So a couple things I want to underline or underscore in what he shared is support systems. Do you have a support system in your life? Family, friends, cheerleaders. And I want to encourage you, if you look up and you're, oh, I'm not quite sure, that's something that you can put on your list. That's something that you can start saying, who are a couple people that I can allow into my life in this way to cheer me on, to support me? And I also like that wisdom that your dad taught you, Sean, and that we're now getting to kind of pass on to our listeners, is remembering to care for yourself. You've got to care for yourself. We can't pour from an empty cup. We can't keep running on fumes. We've got to take care of ourselves and care about ourselves, especially if we want others to as well, that we get to kind of lead how they're relating and connecting to us. And Sean, I'm going to talk to you a little bit, because I know you and I have had a few conversations, and you are very passionate, and it's very important to you that you, as a speaker, are out there sharing these messages and bringing awareness to autism, but also to how we're choosing to live our lives. And in fact, I know that you've leaned into doing one of our book projects. We're really excited that you have leaned in to be part of Step Forward and Shine. That will be the third book in our Shine series that will be released in 2018. And I just wanted to ask, why is it important to you personally to step forward in these ways as a speaker, as a writer, as someone taking a stand? Why does that matter to you?
Absolutely. So the main reason why sharing my story and being inspirational is essential to me is because I do not want people to have any shape, form, or size of the negative experiences that I have had in my past. A few years ago, I almost died from a very bad asthma attack.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a coma for 10 days. I had to go through physical and occupational therapy. I had to learn how to walk again, how to feed myself again. And so if I can help one life, if I can assist in any way that I can, then I want to do that as much as I possibly can. I don't want other human beings like myself to have to endure not being fed 3 meals a day. I don't want people to have to endure having to sleep outside. I don't want people to have to endure being treated as though they have some sort of contagious disease or the plague.
Thank you for sharing your why and why this matters to you and the stand that you're taking for human beings, that we really treat each other as human beings and remember to do that, that we have choices in all of that and how we treat one another, how we treat ourselves. And Sean, I appreciate your willingness to come forward and to let people into your life and some of the experiences that you've had and the conviction that you have to make others' paths and lives easier by coming forward and taking that stand and helping us all of us, everyone listening, rise to the occasion to choose to be a little bit kinder to ourselves, to connect with others more deeply and powerfully, and to stand beside one another. And I'm the compiler of the book Step Forward and Shine, and part of the role I have as the compiler is I get to read the chapters as they're being developed and work with the co-authors as they are sharing their stories and their chapters. And I have been so moved and touched by what Sean has shared in his chapter and his story. And I know this is just a piece of it because it's one chapter, but what really touched my heart is it okay if I share a little bit, Sean? I should ask your permission. Is that okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I just want to make sure that he went through, and I know this is just one of the situations that he went through, where there was a lot of mistreatment at the hands of others, and to the point where he was sleeping outside with no pillow, not always getting food, and had to, in some ways, bring awareness and rescue himself, and got rescued and was able to come back into a place where he was so overwhelmed to have a pillow and have covers and have food again and on a regular basis. And I'm just giving you a couple highlights. And what really touched me, Sean, as you were sharing some of that, is it just it horrified my heart that others would treat someone like that. And secondly, your deep appreciation for things that we sometimes take for granted, and kind of the wonder that you had in that, and how going through that, you did have anger, you did have healing, you did have a journey. But what I felt echoed throughout your chapter, and I even hear it today, is this conviction that we have choices and we can choose to be who we want and how we want to be in the world, no matter what. And I just want to thank you for your stand, for your willingness to share, to really take a stand for all of us as human beings, to stand in a better place and really choose to be who we are called to be and how we're called to be, and to walk beside each other in that. So Sean, thank you for sharing from your heart with us today. Thank you for the beautiful chapter that you have shared with us, and just wanted to give you an opportunity to see if there was something else on your heart as we've been talking here that you wanted to share with our listeners.
Yeah, definitely. So, for starters, I just wanted to say, to share my appreciation to everyone that is listening to my conversation with the wonderful Rebecca. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen to this radio interview. I feel like that it's really important to give thanks where thanks should be given. And I feel like very often that thanks it doesn't happen as often as it should, I feel.
I think this is a great moment to pause and think about, what are we all, you know, thankful for? What is it that we want to appreciate? And Sean, great reminder. As we go into our next commercial break here, listeners, I'm going to encourage you to stay present, pause and breathe, and just pay attention to ask the question. That's what I want to say. Sit in the question. What is it you're thankful for today? And who can you share that with? What are you thankful for? And who can you share that with? And with that, I'm going to lead us into our next commercial break. Enjoy these 2 minutes, and we'll look forward to talking to you in just a moment.
This is the Voice America Women's Channel, where your success is limitless.
Rebecca Hall Greider's Speaker Talent Search is looking for speakers wanting to get on more stages. With just one audition, you could open the doors to hundreds of speaking opportunities, reach more people, and expand your impact. Finalists get to audition live in front of leaders looking to fill all kinds of speaking opportunities. Apply now at SpeakerTalentSearch.com. That's SpeakerTalentSearch.com. We look forward to hearing your message.
Relationship issues? Anxious? Parenting challenges? No more. Learn to live your best life. Tune into Straight Talk with top therapist, relationship and anxiety expert, Sandra Reich. Learn to transform your challenges into effective solutions. Whether it's relationships, parenting, anxiety, or other traps, Sandra will show you how you can live the life of your dreams. Listen live every Thursday afternoon at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at VAPressPass.com. That's VAPressPass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Announcing a powerful new TV channel featuring programs designed to enhance and transform your life. Make powerful connections one program at a time. And by doing so, we can bring transformation to the world. Tune in each week to Empowered Connections TV as we add new programs to help you make empowered connections of your own. Visit EmpoweredConnectionsTV.com. That's EmpoweredConnectionsTV.com. And make the most of an incredible life transformation.
Tune in to the Just Jan TV Show at JustJanTVShow.com. Visionary women's leader Jan Jorgensen is inspiring, practical, and visionary. Jan brings us everyday transformational emerging leaders courageously changing the world by speaking and living their truth. Sit around the table with us for profound feminine wisdom, insights, and connection. Be sure to join us at JustJanTVShow.com. New episodes are every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time at JustJanTVShow.com.
The Voice America Women's Channel.
You're listening to Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with your host, Rebecca Hall Greider. If you have a question or comment for Rebecca or her guest, we'd love to hear from you. Please call into the program at 1-866-613-1612. That's 1-866-613-1612. You may also send an email to Rebecca at yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. Now back to Empowering Women, Transforming Lives.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope that you enjoyed those 2 minutes and you gave yourself the opportunity to think about what you're thankful for and perhaps a couple of people you could reach out today even and let them know, because I think Sean's right. We forget to pause and be thankful and then express that and share that with others. And there's so many things that we can be thankful for. And behind the scenes, Sean and I were talking a little bit, and he just shared some really just super exciting information with me. And this is a moment where we can celebrate and lean in. And so, Sean, I'd love for you to share what you were recently selected and chosen to step into, and just share a little bit about that and what the responsibilities are that you are leaning into with that new role.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely. So it was only yesterday, Monday, that I found out that I was chosen and hired for a representative position where I will be the Orange County, California representative. And for those of you who don't know what Orange County is, it's located in between, in the middle of Los Angeles and San Diego. It's in the middle of both of those cities.
So down in Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I'll be the representative for Orange County, California, for everyone with disabilities who live in Orange County. And I will be traveling to Sacramento for about 4 times a year. And I will be talking to senators, political officials about different bills that are about to be passed for disabilities, different information. I'll be traveling to different disability service organizations, talking to management about how things are going, what my opinions are, how I think things should be better suited for them. And yeah, super exciting.
Can, Congratulations. I'm giving you a round of applause. I just celebrate that with you. How exciting. And thank you for sharing it with me and letting us take a moment and just celebrate with you. What an accomplishment. And to me, it's so exciting to have your voice, your message, and now this platform that you're able to bring awareness and support into so many people in such a powerful way. I just think they chose perfectly and really excited to see you stepping into that role and that platform and helping so many people. And as we breathe that in and celebrate with you, what is it that we can do to support you? You know, when you're stepping into a new role and it's a wonderful place of visibility and stepping into this new space, is there something that we can do that would help you, that would support you, that would encourage you on your journey? We'd love to be a part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd say a couple ways that would be best to support me would possibly be to contact me possibly through my website, or also another possible way that I would really appreciate support is I recently created a GoFundMe website, a GoFundMe campaign, and that GoFundMe campaign's purpose is for additional expenses and those are that's all I can think of off the top
sure.
of my head so far.
No. This is great. And would you mind sharing your website? So I know we have that information. I'm pretty sure that we have it listed with the show information, but it'd be great if we could share that out loud as well, so people that are listening can write that information down.
Yeah. So my website URL is super easy to remember. It's iknowautism.org. That's iknow autism.org.
Beautiful. So you can reach out to him. Will they also find information about your GoFundMe?
Yes.
Okay, on that site as well. Perfect. Perfect. And then can I make a couple suggestions? Are you open to that?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
Okay. Also, I'm thinking, I know as a speaker and as a messenger, now as a representative, that you're looking to reach people, many, many people. And I want to encourage those of you who have podcasts, those of you who have radio shows, maybe add Sean to the list of guests that could be on your show that could share out through your airwaves and touch other lives. I think that would be really powerful. And then I believe you're also open to speaking engagements as well. Is that correct, Sean?
111%.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So just a couple other things that you could reach out to Sean about are possibly being a guest expert and interviewed on your radio show or your podcast, as well as being a guest on one of your stages as a speaker. And I'm just thinking here, if you're going from Southern California to Northern California, particularly those that are in the California area, there could be some beautiful opportunities in the Sacramento area or down in Southern California. So I just want to put that idea in your head out for those of you who have stages and have shows that you would like to echo Sean out through that could really touch and serve your listeners. And I believe that a lot of people who tune in have connections like that that could really expand your reach and the impact that I know you, Sean, are looking to make. And as we are coming, you know, towards the end of our show here, I wanted to see if you had anything else on your heart, Sean, that you wanted to share with our listeners, or you wanted to remind them as we're looking at the holiday season, and even you're being an example of stepping into a new place of service. Any wisdom that you would like to share with us from your heart to ours?
Absolutely. So, If you only take one thing from this radio show interview, take what I'm about to say. So, regardless of your financial situation, the most important thing, in my opinion, is telling your family and friends that you love them, that you enjoy spending time with them, that you enjoy their company. I'm a huge believer of it's the thought that counts. And with that being said, I've had a huge blast. I really enjoy talking with Rebecca, and I really enjoyed talking with all of you. Thank you.
You are welcome, Sean, and we have very much enjoyed having you spend this time with us and sharing with us from your heart, as well as this wonderful position that you're stepping into, giving us the opportunity to share that out and celebrate with you. So congratulations again. And I want to thank you very much for being part of our show today and sharing as powerfully and beautifully as you have from your heart. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And listeners, I want to thank you. So as I'm sitting here and thinking about what we're thankful for, I'm thankful for all of you and leaning into our shows, being part of the journey, being willing to pause, breathe, and connect with us each week. That together we are forming a community, we are growing, we are choosing to live on purpose and with purpose. That the original vision of the show was to equip and empower you to live on purpose and with purpose. And as I have seen it evolve, just as I'm reflecting back, and we're just about to start our fourth year here at Voice America and with the show, I'm just so thankful for the journey with all of you. And it's such a privilege and an honor to be a part of your lives and to have you all be a part of mine. And so I just want to take a moment and thank you for being on the journey, for listening, for supporting, for sharing, and letting us be a part of your life. So thank you. And as you are getting ready to go back out into the world in this holiday season, I want to encourage you to remember to pause, breathe, especially when things get hectic, and to choose with that next breath exactly who you want to be, who you are, and who you're choosing to be and bring forth in the world. That wherever you go, whatever you do, May you always, always choose and be willing to bloom where you're planted no matter what and shine. Have an amazing week, everybody, and I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye.
Thank you for joining us this week for Empowering Women, Transforming Lives. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Rebecca Hall-Greider, next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Women's Channel. And join us for a replay of the show every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Have a beautiful week, and may you always bloom where you're planted and shine.